السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله ومن يدلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانًا واحتسابًا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء كرام، respected elders and brothers, when a person sets out on a journey, then first and foremost, he has to establish that the direction and the route he's going to take is going to take him to his destination. For example, if a person wants to travel from Durban to Cape Town, then he has to ensure that the road that he's taking is taking him to Cape Town. And now on this journey of his, there will be a need from time to time for a person to stop at a garage to possibly fill up his fuel, top up his tire pressure, etc. Like this, a believer in the journey of our life, our destination is the Akhirat. Our destination is to meet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in a manner in which He is pleased with us. And in this journey of life, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has been very kind to us and has bestowed us specific days, specific nights, specific occasions for us to actually top up our spirituality and our spiritual hearts. We know that the month of Ramadan is on our doorstep. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to create this awareness of this Mubarak month, already 2 months before the month can come, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make the dua in Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So that the believer is aware of the Mubarak month to come. Like any other event, if a person is tracking, a big event is coming, then his eyes are on the calendar. A student looking forward to the holidays is counting the number of days left. A young person who's waiting for his nikah to take place is possibly counting the hours left. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to create awareness of this Mubarak month, teaches us a dua. And as we get closer to the month of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us another dua. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. In teaching us that now we are turning our attention to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan is on our doorstep. Are we ready for the month of Ramadan? The month will come and go. The question is, how much will we make of it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to create zeal and motivation, in many ahadith he explained the fazail of the month of Ramadan. In one such hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ. When the first night of Ramadan sets in, سُفِدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَمَرَتَتُ الْجِنِّ. The shayateen and the rebellion of the jinnat all are locked up, they are chained. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is setting the playing field. That now whatever a person excuse he can have, Allah ta'ala will take care of all of that for a person. So the shayateen and the rebellion of the jinn are locked up. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ. And to show the greatness of this month, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that all the doors of Jahannam are locked up. And not a single door is left open. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. And all the doors of Jannah are open. وَلَمْ يُغْلَقْ مِنْهَا بَابٌ And no door is left closed. That means now Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to see that a person reaches his Jannah during this Mubarak month of Ramadan. وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ And a caller, an angel calls out, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ O the one who wants to do good, come forth. Now come forward because the opportunity of doing good is there, is found. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِ أَقْسِرْ The one who has some desires to do bad things, أَقْسِرْ, stay away. Don't come now. Now is not the time for that. Now is the time only for goodness. وَلِلَّهِ أُتَّقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ And Allah Ta'ala makes it such that وَذَلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ That every night Allah Ta'ala frees slaves from the fire of Jahannam. So this shows us the importance and the fazilat of the month of Ramadan. It is indeed an opportunity for us to gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Now I want to focus on two hadithi qudsi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein Allah Ta'ala phrases the speech himself, hadithi qudsi. One is related to an ordinary time out of the month of Ramadan and one is related to... So Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ Allah Ta'ala makes a declaration that whoever shows any enmity for my pious or close friend, then I will be at war with such a person. So this is a declaration in the first part of the hadith. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ That a person cannot gain closeness to me, a person cannot become close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, like with anything else, like how he would gain closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by merely performing the faraiz. Whatever Allah Ta'ala made farz upon us, if a person acts on this, then this is an established method for a person to gain closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now if a person wants to take it even further, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ And a person will continue becoming closer to me, one is he's performing the faraid, but now he adds on to the faraid with nawafil. Established fact that if a person wants to gain closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then firstly he has to fulfill the faraid. And if he wants to take it further and become closer to Allah, then he should then endeavor and do all the nawafil, whatever he can. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then explains, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ So much so that the person, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمَعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ When a person reaches a stage that I love him, now whatever a person does, whatever he listens to, whichever direction he moves, whatever he touches, everything becomes guided by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْتِيَنَّهُ And if a person, because he loves me and I love him, whenever he just has to ask me, I will give him whatever he asks for. So easy it becomes. When a person reaches that status where Allah Ta'ala loves him so much, he just has to ask and Allah Ta'ala will give him. وَإِنْ إِسْتَعَازَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ If a person has to seek refuge from Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will give him refuge. And then the last part of the hadith, we're going to pause here for now. So it is an established fact that if a person fulfills the faraiz and then follows up with the nawafil, then this is a means for a person to gain proximity and closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Let's look at the next hadith. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَسْرَةٍ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ With regards to the month of Ramadan, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَسْرَةٍ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ Whoever comes close, makes an effort to come closer to me, how? By doing any good action. By doing any good action. Any sunnah or nothing, act. كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيدَةً فِي مَا سِوَاهُ In the month of Ramadan, if a person does a sunnah or nafil act, then he will get the reward or the effect of a person who performed a farz act. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فِيهِ فَرِيدَةً, and whoever does a farz act in the month of Ramadan, then كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيدَةً فِي مَا سِوَاهُ, then for him he will get the reward and effect of 70 faraid. So it is an established fact that a person who wants to gain closeness to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he acts on the faraid and then he fulfills the nawafil. But in the month of Ramadan, the opportunity is there for a person to push himself fast forward to the closest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, just by fulfilling his farz and his nawafil. Now, let us ask ourselves the question, how is it that the first few days of the month of Ramadan, the masajid are full, but as the month progresses, the crowds drop. A person's zeal, motivation drops. So we should keep this hadith in front of us, that if we want to gain the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then this is an ideal opportunity, not only for the faraiz, but even for the nawafil and for the sunnat, for the taraweeh salah. A person comes, man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person performs his sunnah, his taraweeh salah, he stands up in the night of the month of Ramadan, ghufira lahu, and he has the hope of reward and full iman that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him the reward, then ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, all his past minor sins are forgiven. So let us use the opportunity to fulfill obviously the faraid, but to take that extra step, especially in the month of Ramadan, to push ourselves forward to the closest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by fulfilling even the nawafil. Now the first hadith Qudsi, the last part of the hadith, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَرَدَّدْتُ عَنْ شَيْءٍ أَنَا فَاعِلُهُ تَرَدُّدِي النَّفْسِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنَا أَكْرَهُ مَسَاءَتَهُ. The word here, Allah Ta'ala uses taraddud. Taraddud means to hesitate, to dislike. Now Allah Ta'ala would not hesitate to do something. And it is mere for us to understand what Allah Ta'ala loves from a person, what he dislikes. But the words here used is to dislike. Allah Ta'ala dislikes to take, the one thing that Allah Ta'ala dislikes is for him to take away the soul of a believer when he is in such a way, in such a state that the believer is disliking death. When the believer is disliking to pass away, then Allah Ta'ala hesitates to take his soul away. This is what the hadith is telling us. Now, the first part of the hadith explained to us how a person becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. The last part of the hadith Qudsi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is explaining that this aspect of disliking death. From this we can understand if a person wants to gauge how close he is to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then he needs to ask himself, how much does he dislike death? If a person wants to gauge how close he is to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then he must ask himself, how much does he dislike death? Now a person will ask, what leads a person to dislike death? We all know we're going to die. What would lead us and make us dislike death? So as we understand in many other ahadith, clear cut, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coupled hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. When a person has the love of this world, then automatically he will have a disinclination to meeting Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person has hubbu dunya, then automatically he will have karahiyatul maut. And as explained in a clear-cut hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khati'atin. The love of this world is the climax or the reason for every sin. If a person is sinning, then automatically one of the main reasons why a person would sin is because he has hubbu dunya. In Al-Mustatraf, there is a story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is traveling with a group of friends, and then he stops one side to make ibadat, But before he goes into ibadat, he allocates one person to go, he gives him some money, and he tells him to go buy some food for the group. So this person goes, he buys, with that money he receives 3 loaves of bread. Before coming back to the Jamaat, he eats 1 loaf, and he comes back with 2 loaves. Isa alayhi salam, after finishing his ibadat, they sit down, he asks this person, with the money that I gave you, you only could get 2 loaves. You didn't get 3 loaves. He says, no, wallahi, there was only 2 loaves. He says, you sure you didn't eat the other one, or duck it away? No, wallahi, only 2 loaves. Isa alayhi salam says, okay, no problem. Now they continue the journey. As they're going along, they come to a valley. And far away on the other side of the valley, there's animals. Isa alayhi salam points to that one animal. This animal then comes running to Isa alayhi salam. He slaughters it and they have the meal. But this person is now shocked. He can't understand how did Isa alayhi salam do this. So he asks Isa alayhi salam, what is this miracle of yours? Isa alayhi salam says, don't worry about that, that's from Allah Ta'ala. But tell me the truth. Did you eat the 1 loaf of bread? He says, no, wallahi, I never eat the loaf of bread. So he denies it. He denies it even though looking at the miracle of Allah Ta'ala. Now they continue. When they come to a river, they need to cross the river. And there's no boat to cross the river. So they're all worried. Parishan, Isa alayhi salam says, no, don't worry. Hold my hand. And they walk across the surface of the water and reach the other side safely. Again, this person gets excited. He can't understand this. So he goes back to Isa alayhi salam and he says, oh Isa, what is this miracle of yours? He says, no, don't worry about the miracle. This is from Allah Ta'ala. But please tell me, that loaf of bread, did you eat it or not? He says, no, wallahi, there was only 2 loaves. Completely denying it. Then, as they progress on the journey, Isa alayhi salam comes to a point where there are 3 large rocks or heaps of sand. And what he does is converts his heaps of sand or these large rocks into pieces of gold. Now this person, he's excited. Now he's seeing gold, he's very, very excited. So he asks Isa alayhi salam again, you know, what is this miracle of yours? So Isa alayhi salam tells him, no, don't worry about it, this is from Allah Ta'ala. So now the question he's asking is, what are we going to do with this gold? So Isa alayhi salam says, no problem. One is for me, one is for you, and one is for the other person who ate the loaf of bread. So now quickly, very quickly he testifies and he says, no, no, you know, to be honest, I'm the one who ate the other loaf of bread. Right. So Isa alayhi salam says, now, okay, now the truth has come out because you see the dunya in front of you. Now you want to speak the truth. So no problem. All 3 of these stones of gold is for you. But now you have to leave us. We on our journey without you. So this person obviously is happy now. He got gold. What is he going to worry about going on the journey? So Isa alayhi salam and the Jamaat leave him. He's there with the 3 rocks of gold. Now the question is how he's going to transport this home. So from a distance, he sees 3 people coming. He shouts out to them and he tells them, right, help me carry this gold to my house and I'll give you something. So he didn't know that these 3 people were actually thieves. So they killed him on the spot and now they want the gold for themselves. This is the dunya. This is the dunya. Now these 3 thieves, all playing in their mind now how we can get maximum from this gold. So they were hungry at that time, it was the meal time. So they appointed 1 person to go and buy some food, while the 2 remained there to look after the gold. The person going to buy the food is worried how he's going to get maximum. These 2 are worried how they're going to get maximum. So the person went to buy the food, he thought of an idea that I will poison the food, I'll feed them, they will die, I'll get all 3 pieces. These 2 saying to themselves, you know what, we don't need him anymore, we'll manage ourselves. As soon as he comes, we'll kill him. So he brings the poisoned food, he leaves it down, immediately they kill him, the 2nd person is dead. Now they consume the meal, and they pass away. Now all 4 people have passed away, and the dunya is still in front of them. Isa alayhi salam comes back en route, and he finds 4 bodies, and then he explains to his Jamaat that this is what the dunya will do to a person. If a person is only focusing on the dunya, then he will lose out his dunya and he will lose out his akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Respected elders and brothers, the month of Ramadan is here. We spoke about gaining closeness to Allah Ta'ala, We spoke about using every opportunity for the month of Ramadan so that we can gain close proximity to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, fi Sha'ban, wa ballighna Ramadan. We don't know if we're going to reach the month of Ramadan. Only Allah ta'ala knows. Despite it being on our doorstep, next week this time we'll all be fasting, inshallah. We don't know if we will reach. But may Allah ta'ala make it such that we reach the month of Ramadan. And may Allah ta'ala make it such that we gain maximum benefit of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan will come and go. There's no doubt about that. Whether we will be here next year or not, that's a question we have to ask ourselves. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.